The Hala Africa Drum and Dance for Life from Milwaukee. And Anika?
Right. Quick clip here, real quick.
Oh, okay.
But I know you all have seen these, so. Good, great.
It's fun.
I'd like to watch that one. All right, Anika.
This is apparently Hala, not Zala. African drum and dance, located in Milwaukee. They are working on a project that will extend their summer intensive workshop. They have done this before, and now they're hoping to extend it to high school students. I was they have a budget of $19,600, and they're asking $6,000. They get some in-kind donations from Montana. They also have grant money as well. Most of the money will be for outside artists. I wasn't sure who the artists would be exactly because they already have dancers and drummers. I'm not sure who it is. Maybe it's not an outside artist. I wasn't clear about that. So that's probably the issue. The timetable seemed fine. I say that because they had done this program before, so they know what they're doing with this. And they've already built relationships, so they have relationships with specific schools, with former students who can work as, who can act as mentors for the new students in the program. It's not an overly ambitious reach from what they've already done, so it seems like a natural growth progression for them. Weakness that I looked at was I wasn't sure who what the outside artist thing was about. They already had people in that role. They're just using some fun. They're current people or not.
Josh, thoughts on this one?
Yeah, I couldn't quite hear everything Anika was saying, so hopefully
sorry.
I'm not quite sure if I caught everything there, but I thought that they have a really nice partnership with the Marquette University. Seems like they have a really good place there, which is a really good thing to see. So my concern, or that I'm just wondering about, what is the specific tradition being taught? I couldn't tell. So Yaya Tambe, I don't know how to pronounce his name, but it looks like he's from Senegal. But are they learning specifically Senegalese drumming traditions, or is it like more of a Pan-African type thing? I couldn't quite put my finger on what exactly the tradition is that they're being taught, or is it different pieces from lots of different African cultures? I also wasn't exactly sure who they are reaching with this. Is this geared towards recent immigrant and refugee arrivals from Africa, or is it geared towards the more long-standing African American community in Milwaukee? Does that matter? I don't know if I'm necessarily the right person to answer that question. Yeah, those are sort of my concerns. I don't know if any of those make sense. I'd love to hear if anybody else wants to.
Thanks, Josh.
I had the same sort of cultural art form concern, but being very unfamiliar with African culture, I wasn't sure if this sort of big class of general African cultural experience is valid. I don't know enough. It seemed like should be regional differences. I don't know if that matters in this context. I had the same question you did, though. I also really went upon that, the budget part of it. Even in their description, the staff listing, they have a note that they don't have any paid staff, yet in their own operational budget, there's artist fees continuously. So if they're paying themselves, which is fine, you have to survive, I feel like they should be, how are they not staff? I don't know. And then, so in the grant application, once again, there's a line item where you say you're going to pay outside artists and there's money in there, but they're the only ones that I can tell operating this. So once again, it just seems like not very forthright about where the funds are going to be going for the bulk of it. But from the news clip, it seems to make a very meaningful experience for these kids. So I was impressed with the results of the class.
So I'm a ballet student. They catch on fast. In terms of the way that the generalized African dance club, that's not very uncommon. There's like multiple African dance groups in Milwaukee, and I don't know about here probably as well. But they usually teach like a fusion of different like regional types of dance. So usually when they say traditional African dance, it tends to be a variety of West African dance tradition.
So you were comfortable with that with your background?
I mean, I don't know. I think I would have questions about like how they teach it. It doesn't say, because sometimes I understand that some of these troops teach this comes from Nigeria, such as this comes from wherever. This is just like a really broad regional thing. So I don't know. I can't tell what the pedagogy is with relation to actual knowledge of African cultures beyond the dance we're running on today. So that part is like a little vague. Like, who they teach the dance? I don't know if the context that they provide,
right?
Which is a good.
And that's good feedback.
Yeah. But I think they do teach something at Marquette.
It looks like one's an adjunct professor.
Yeah. So for some reason that makes me feel a little bit more comfortable.
Yeah.
Having more trust in the instructors and that methods.
Ron or Marcus, you have thoughts on this one?
Yeah, I mean, I had some of the similar questions. One thing I did wonder, it seemed to say that they were planning on kind of touring around to different schools and organizations, which made me wonder if the travel budget was enough, to be perfectly honest. I wrote this down. I wonder if focusing on the same high school as they've done in the past is a good thing. And then I wrote in parentheses probably because it builds capacity, I guess. But it was one of those things that I was kind of thinking about. But I thought overall this was a pretty solid.
Ron, you have any comments on this one? Ron, you might be on mute again there.
Are you on mute? Are you muting us or yourself?
Yeah, I was muting back noise. I apologize. Here I was talking into the phone. And
that's how it goes with mute.
So, yeah, what I was saying was that we try to do some of the same type of things here at our club in regards to passing tradition and culture to our kids, and art and dance and song and things of that nature, and the belief that it's going to help them out, you know, making better citizens, I guess we say, in our movement of them, you know. And so I really like this application, so it was one of the ones that I scored towards the top.
Well, yeah, if there's no other comments, we can go ahead and score those, and then we will go ahead and take about a 15-minute break. So, Josh and Ron, if you want to just keep the phone on the line, maybe, might be the easiest way to do it, but feel free to mute and do whatever until 10:45. I'll email you both the tabulation sheet, the averages, and then we'll come back and review those.
Sounds good.
So I guess it's on the record. How do you rectify those questions that seem pretty central about budgets and things like that? Do you make those decisions before you award, or?
So we hope that your scores sort of reflect those concerns, and then we will. Is there a particular budget issue? You know, like
just that this one here. It seems kind of central about the issue of where the money is going and how.
I think the hope there is that your scores will reflect that issue with the budget or question with the budget. I can certainly follow up with the organization and find out, but you know,
so after there was a simple answer to have to have barred them from funding because I didn't understand something.
Right.
But I guess it should have been clear.
Yeah, right. Yeah, and I think that's why the process is so they can hear all the feedback, and that is, it's good feedback. So,